Finally, the weather, rain in the northwest, will spread to southern and central areas this evening to give a mainly showery night in most parts. Radio Scotland News, the next news, 10 o'clock. But now it's 2 minutes past seven and time for Focus. This week, Greg Russell examines the options facing a unique Scottish institution, New Battle Abbey College.
New Battle Abbey is set in 125 acres of ground a mile from Dalkeith, near Edinburgh. It was founded in 1140 by King David I as a Cistercian abbey, and for its first four centuries it was an important economic centre. It had estates in half a dozen counties, and the monks ran profitable salt pans, lead mines and coal workings. Most of the abbey was destroyed by marauding English armies before the Reformation in 1560. Then the building and its estates passed into the hands of the founder of the Lothian family, Mark Kerr. For the following four centuries, it was the residence of the Earls and Marquesses of Lothian, until the 11th Marquess, Philip Kerr, gifted it to the nation in 1936. Since that time, it's been Scotland's only adult residential college for liberal studies. But there's been a cloud hanging over the college since last December, when the Secretary of State for Scotland, Malcolm Rifkind, announced that government funding would be withdrawn and the college would be closed by summer next year. His announcement provoked a concerted campaign from students, staff and supporters of the college to keep it open. The future of the college now depends on firm commitments being given by local authorities and further education groups that they will use New Battle's facilities. In this programme, we'll talk to former students, staff and politicians to examine why the closure decision was taken and what the future holds. Also, we're asking what makes New Battle Abbey College so special. Its principal, Alex Reid, is also a former student who fondly recalls his early days at the college.
Oh, particularly, of course, Edwin Muir and his wife, Willa. Edwin was the warden or principal at that time, and although I didn't know his work then as well as I do now, I was aware that he was a well-known poet and critic, and you know, it was quite a thing to be fairly intimately connected with him, because you know, it was a small student body, and you had a lot of contact with him. And his wife, in fact, was very kind to me and used to give me, in effect, private tutorials in German, of which I was a student at the time. So I have very happy memories of that.
Why did you come to New Battle in the first place, as a student?
Because I had left school at 15, unfulfilled, you might say, intellectually and academically. I mean, I went to the kind of school where at 15 you just fell off, you know, and there was nothing else to go to. And I went into an ordinary job and into the army for a bit, and then into another ordinary job in a warehouse in Edinburgh. But I had intellectual and literary aspirations, I suppose. I read a lot. I went to evening classes. I tried my hand at writing and so on. And I got to know about New Battle. I thought, well, this is the kind of place for me. And it turned out that indeed it was. Because I found other students here with very similar interests to me, different backgrounds, but similar inclinations, similar interests. One of my roommates and friends from those days is Professor Bernard Bergonzi. He was at that time a poet of not distinction exactly, when he was beginning to make his name as a poet. He's better known now as a critic, and he is a professor at Warwick University. There were several others of literary ambition here at that time. Indeed, there was Tom Scott, the poet who wrote in Lylands, still does, but unfortunately he's not well these days, so he's not producing so much as he used to. But it was a very, very stimulating and interesting time.
What did you do when you left New Battle?
I went straight from here to Edinburgh University, started to read languages, but changed to philosophy sort of halfway through. And I took a degree in Edinburgh, but I also went to Oxford. I got an open scholarship to New College, Oxford, and read philosophy, politics, and economics. After that, I spent a year or so in the sociology department of the London School of Economics, where I was taken on in a kind of grooming for a lectureship capacity in a sort of research appointment. But when my predecessor, that is the previous philosophy tutor, left here, I applied for the job here and got it. So I was a tutor here from 1960 till 1974, when I became the principal.
How important was the college in your adult education, Dave?
Oh, it was absolutely fundamental, as I think it has been for very many others who've come here. I mean, it literally transformed my life. Now, I'm perhaps an exception in the sense that I've stayed with the place more or less since I completed my formal education. Most people, of course, don't do that, but I know it has been a fundamental changing point in the lives of many of the people who've come here.
For poet and author George Mackay Brown, the journey from his native Orkney to New Battle in the early 1950s was the first time he'd been further south than Aberdeen, and his arrival at the college was not entirely expected.
Well, it was a pure accident in a way, because I was asked by the director of adult education, who was called Mr. Dulligan, if I would like to go, because they were looking for students, you see. They were kind of short of students. And I was very bored at the time because I wasn't working and I had nothing to do. So I said in a kind of half-hearted way that, yeah, sure. I wasn't looking for anything in particular. It was far better than I'd ever anticipated. I thought it was really wonderful from every point of view. I have nothing to say against it at all. It was marvellous.
Another former student is Clive Soley, the Labour MP for London Hammersmith, whose return to adult education was more of a classic case.
I was trying to get further education. It was not easy in the 1960s, although it was becoming easier. I tried a number of adult education colleges, which I failed to get into because I didn't have adequate background training. But New Battle took me, and it was from there that I went on eventually to university to get degrees and postgraduate qualifications. So in a way, it was very real saving grace for me, particularly having come from a secondary modern school where I'd been bottom of the lowest class you could get in for a number of years, which is an indication of the importance of adult education.
What's so special about New Battle?
I think the fact that it is residential is very important. You see, people are saying it doesn't have to be residential. What they forget is that in many situations, never mind whether you've got a good family background or a bad family background, it can be very, very difficult to study at home. And that's what I found. I just could not do it in those circumstances. So it's no good ministers saying, well, they could study at home now and go to a college. Theoretically, I could have done that then. It wouldn't have worked. I wouldn't have been able to go on to university and so on. You actually needed to be taken into an environment which encouraged study and actually made it easy and possible to do that. And that's what New Battle Abbey is so important, and indeed other adult education colleges in England and Wales managed to achieve as well.
The divisional officer of the Public Employees Union, Ron Curran, is on the college's board of governors, as well as being a former student. What did he gain from college days?
I feel that I've got to give it credit, that is the college credit, for giving me a wider conception of society as a whole. I've always been a trade union official, either in a part-time capacity or full-time, but I think that I had a narrower view of the trade union world. It was that I was there to protect the interests of my members, full stop. That's when I was in the miners' union. And I think what the college did was to give me an understanding of that you don't only protect the interests of your members, full stop, but the interests of their families and the needs of their families and society as a whole. Now, I think that that's what it gave me more than anything. And I would like to say this because I have heard that the students of New Battle, not necessarily those who have gone to university, but others have gone back into society and made a contribution. I'd like to think that I have, because I wouldn't diminish what trade unions do for society, although some political people would. I certainly think that the trade unions do play a role, and often a major role in society. And we help to protect things like the health service, and local government, social services. And that's what New Battle, I think, largely did for me. I suppose I'd like to think I had a bit of that in me before. But I think, to be correct, it would be true to say that I've developed since then because of New Battle.
Xander Fielding is a 48-year-old former salesman who's just finished a two-year course at New Battle. He's now going on to study at York University.
I've always felt that my education in my earlier years, when I was 16, 17, 18, was something which I probably, as a person, did not tackle to, you know, and fulfill the potential probably that I had at the time, because of a whole lot of different reasons. And during the years when you're making a living for a family and whatever, it's not easy to get back into it at that point. But as the years went on, I felt more and more that there was a need for me to try and actually find out what my level of academia was and perhaps use it as an occupation, because I've always been interested in reading and literature and history. So I took the opportunity when my daughter informed me of New Battle Abbey College, who, my daughter being a graduate herself, had come in contact with some previous New Battle Abbey students and said that the level which they achieved at university was pretty good, and that they were older and had obviously learned quite a lot more than the normal 17, 18-year-olds going into university. So I came and applied, and within a week or 10 days, I was actually accepted as a student here. And I found the experience absolutely fascinating. And New Battle becomes, to most students, if you were to ask them, a home, as well as a means of achieving a diploma status. But it also is the only way for some people who have been so long away from education. The residential feature is very, very important, because you feel that you are actually steeped in the education, and it's, you soak it in. Of course, there is the other aspect of being group classes, group discussions, which you have in residential features, which you do not have on a day-to-day basis of attending colleges or universities.
As we mentioned earlier, the decision to stop government funding was announced last December, and there's plenty of speculation about the reasons behind it. Ron Curran again.
Oh, I believe, I mean, I'm giving my own personal opinion that it was a political decision based upon a prejudice.
But the Scottish Office Education Minister, Michael Forsyth, says the grounds for withdrawing government funding were economic.
Because we're very determined to ensure that there is wider access for all kinds of groups of people, different ages and so on, to higher education. And New Battle simply was not providing value for money. We wanted to make additional resources available, and we've announced a wider access program. I think New Battle was providing courses which were totally anachronistic, and we were spending something like £500,000 in 1 year on 40 students, which simply didn't make sense.
The argument rages on, though. David Turner, a tutor at New Battle, dismisses the idea that the college hasn't moved with the times.
Well, that's certainly a rumour that the Scottish Office have been putting round. And while superficially it may look to be true, it's the opposite from the truth. That New Battle has always been open to new ideas, to examining what it does, and to attempting to enhance or to alter its provision. In the past, we've been frustrated both by the Scottish Education Department, by underfunding us grossly, and by, in our last venture in open learning, funding us at a level some 20th of the level that Ruskin College was funded for a very similar experiment. And secondly, by a quite natural, I think, resistance from other agencies who don't have the same motive. And lastly, there has been no vehicle before the Scottish Wider Access Programme for New Battle to link into easily. That's now there, and New Battle has shown that it's prepared to move and change.
Why do you think the decision to close was taken in the first place?
It's difficult to understand not only why it was taken, but why it was taken without any consultation with New Battle. There are a number of rumours, none of which we can give substance to. The major one appears to be that the mistaken belief that the building itself was going to cost horrendous amounts of money well into the future, when in fact the truth is that the building will now be returning to a fairly normal maintenance cost for any building, whether old or new.
Moves to save the college have included lectures, video presentations, and guest appearances by former students. But the future now appears to lie with a program called Access 2000, which has been drawn up by the college to persuade more people to use it under the Scottish Wider Access Program, or SWAP. Tutor Alan Ducklin is largely responsible for Access 2000.
Well, the basic argument that we would put forward is that a residential component to the Access Program involving a consortia would be a useful adjunct, that residence offers facilities which home-based study in fact doesn't. And we want to emphasise the importance of residence as an ingredient of SWAP and other programmes for adult education as well.
Do you think the programmes will get the support you're looking for?
We very much hope so, because we've had indications from a fairly wide range of institutions that they will look favourably upon us. What we obviously require is a commitment from the various consortia. And if we can get that commitment to use, then there's no reason why the facility shouldn't be available for the whole of Scotland.
How soon could the programme be put into action?
We're actually going to offer a taster programme involving Stevenson College and possibly the Edinburgh University Extramural Studies Department next year. We're hoping to put that on and try it, to pilot it. And if we learn from that experience, then we ought to be on stream by 1989-90, which fits in nicely with the Secretary of State's statement about that year being important for SWAP and important for Newbattle if Newbattle is to survive. The document we've presented is based upon fairly detailed research as to the needs of adult education in Scotland generally. Clearly, we're in the business of seeking a solution. The Secretary of State has indicated he's willing to listen to the possibilities and prospects of a solution. We actually think that what we're offering in terms of a package is something which Scottish adult educators need, have expressed a need for, and certainly the facility of residence and the expertise of the staff could be used very effectively for the benefit of adult students.
Another tutor, Paul Cockcroft, outlined the benefits of the new proposals.
Well, I see this as providing a sort of national focus for this burgeoning development of access courses in the coming years. That was for demographic reasons of a major expansion in mature students entering adult education. And the government is trying to respond to this under the Scottish Wider Access Programme. And I see Newbattle as having a continuing role, both in terms of as a national resource, providing expertise and a focus for various activities, and also providing residential elements for existing access courses. I think there's a recognition, including at government level, that residential components do enhance access, and this is obviously something that Newbattle is able to provide.
John Callan Anderson is the chairman of the Newbattle Board of Governors. He says the college's closure shouldn't be regarded as unavoidable.
Not at all, no. I think there's much greater hope for Newbattle Abbey College at this moment than there was in December of last year, for example, in that the Secretary of State in December intimated his intention of closing Newbattle. We have, through activities in the governors, by staff, by students, encouraged consortia, COSLA, education committees to make use of Newbattle as a resource, particularly in relation to SWAP proposals. We have put together a package which has gone to the Secretary of State, and his reply of 25th July indicates quite clearly that if Newbattle is able to guarantee use of the building and its staff on a commercial basis, he will reconsider his decision of the 10th December. I'm very confident that with the package we brought together, that will be a possibility. We are now dependent upon a positive response from the consortia, the SWAP consortia, from education committees and from COSLA, and I have no doubt that's going to be forthcoming.
There is a feeling, though, that if the Secretary of State was serious, he would have lifted the threat of withdrawal of funds, at least temporarily.
I think the Secretary of State's position has been consistent. He has said that the emphasis in adult education must move to the SWAP initiative, that Newbattle is not meeting the broad national needs which require to be met. And he is providing an opportunity, or has provided an opportunity, for us to re-examine how we can address that larger task. The activities which have coloured the last 8 months, 9 months now, have indicated that we are able for that task, that we can assume these responsibilities. they have demonstrated there is a resource at New Battle which is unique. And the Secretary of State's letter, in my view, is an encouraging one.
Notwithstanding that optimism, what would be the loss to Scottish education if the college did close? Principal Alec Reid.
I think it would be quite tragic. I also think it would be scandalous. It gives a conducive environment for aspiring writers, for aspiring politicians, trade union workers, social workers, teachers of all kinds, people who have not quite found their niche in life, who for some reason or other have just not either had the confidence or the opportunity in earlier days to develop themselves. And this is a particularly conducive environment. And it leaves a mark on them which is never erased. I was speaking to Finlay MacLeod on the phone yesterday, who was a student here in the early 60s. Now, he writes a lot in Gaelic, and he lives out in Lewis, and he has very, very fond memories of the place, and he said he still keeps up with people that he knew here, more so even than those that he met at university.
The minister, Mr. Forsyth, says the college has to change with the times if it's to have a future.
Well, I see a future for New Battle in common with other central institutions, the universities and colleges and so on, for any institution which is prepared to take advantage of the opportunities which are available as a result of the additional resources which we're putting into higher and further education. But it really depends on them marketing themselves and making themselves attractive and producing products which are relevant to the needs of the coming years.
It has been suggested, though, that the Scottish Office wanted to see New Battle a way to get rid of the Labour College tag.
Well, I don't know who suggested that. I simply don't see it as part of our function to spend £500,000 on 40 students when we have a major demographic decline in the next decade, and when our country is going to require access to higher education for people of all ages. And I think we can use the resources more effectively. We've made it quite clear to New Battle that if they're prepared to come into the 20th century and to offer opportunities for the 21st, we'll look at any proposals.
The £500,000 you mentioned there, that wasn't a continuing expense, though, was it?
The continuing expense, I mean, I refer to 1 year. There has been substantial expenditure in New Battle.
Was that £500,000, though, a capital spending?
Well, from the questions that you're asking me, you obviously know the answers. Half of it was revenue, and the other half was capital. But by capital, it was maintaining a building which is in itself scheduled as being of historic interest, which there are great expenses associated with. Now, frankly, we are in the business of education. I want to see more people given the opportunity of further and higher education. And New Battle, as it currently stands, didn't make any sense. And I may say, for those who argue that this was some kind of attack on a Labour college, I didn't see much support coming from the trade unions or from Labour local authorities to send people to New Battle or to take advantage of the facilities that were there. And it's a bit late in the day for them all to say foul. If they believe that it has services to offer, then they must put their money where their mouth is.
The Access 2000 proposals have been sent to the Convention of Scottish Local Authorities, who will, next week, debate the commitment they're being asked to give. Will the college get what its supporters are looking for? COSLA's Education Committee Chairman is Dr. Malcolm Green.
I'm very optimistic, from what I've heard, that that commitment will be forthcoming. It would certainly be very disappointing if, having had a clear discussion about the matter some months ago in the context of the crisis then facing New Battle, if having looked at the figures, and the figures are basically now the same as they were a year ago, the commitment that was evinced at that earlier stage was not maintained. That would be very disappointing if that happened, but I've no indication that that is going to happen, and I hope that all authorities are bending their minds to how this very important facility can properly and in no way artificially, properly fit into the contribution that we want to make, particularly to the Scottish Wider Access Programme, which the Secretary of State announced some 2 or 3 months ago. I'm quite confident that this is the way forward to offer New Battle, to put New Battle at the service of current and developing priorities, rather than to see it continue on the margin, which clearly had left it extremely vulnerable in the past. So I'm very optimistic as I look to the future, because the governors, the Secretary of State, and I believe the education authorities all want the same thing, and all are now committing themselves in principle to that.
Former students and staff believe the new proposals hold the key to the future of New Battle Abbey College.
I would like to think that there's not too much of a new direction. It would only be on the basis that the principle is still maintained. Adult people who didn't get an opportunity in earlier life get a second educational chance.
If the government is simply asking to change the emphasis in some way, that's worth looking at. But frankly, they've got to prove their good intentions on this. So far, all they've talked about is closing the place, as though they have no understanding that it provides a useful function, not only for Scotland, but on a wider basis. But certainly, if it's about expanding its abilities in some way, that's fine. We'd do that. But the history of this government is to close down places like this, and that's what's so worrying.
There must be some way of bringing together the government's desire to increase mature entry and to prepare people through access courses and the expertise that New Battle has. And what we're really trying to do at the moment is to just find the way of bringing these two together. We think there has to be a way in which we can fit in with that, and indications are the government thinks that as well, and it's a matter of determining what form that will take.
Focus was presented by Greg Russell and produced by Douglas MacLeod.